When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ding, ding.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
And that's the bottom line.
Check it out.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
There is no other. There is no equal. And all American, they're going to say.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
That's right. As we're coming to you live from the corner of 6th and Market, beautiful downtown Canton, Ohio. Kenny, it's 78 beautiful degrees outside.
Wonderful outside, man. Just feeling that sun hit your face, vitamin D, nice cool breeze to, you mix it in with the sun. It just makes the day feel better no matter where you're at, what time you got up, or what you're doing.
I'll tell you what makes the day feel better. A nice Guardians win last night.
Guardians.
Yes! Stephen Kwan is on fire, man. 7 3-hit games. He's a home run shy last night of the cycle.
And to top it off, flashing that gold glove leather out in left field, not only does he drive in the game-winning run in the top of the 10th inning, right? He comes up with a defensive gem to end the game with a double play ball as Emmanuel Clase picked up his 9th save on just 5 pitches.
A swing and a little flare, left center, on the run, Kwan, diving catch, he made it! Caratini's around third, coming home, he'll be doubled up, ball game! Caratini thought the ball was dropping, he was crossing home plate. Guardians were stepping on second base to end it. Wow, what a road trip.
You realize it's the 4th extra inning game in a row. Hasn't happened in Cleveland baseball in 114 years or something like that.
Isn't that nuts? 1910 was the last time that happened, and they're 2-2 in those games, right? And I think they're 5-2 in extra inning games already this year, so they're playing a lot of extra inning games, which you say, well, you don't want to play extra innings, but it tests you, right? It puts you in those pressure situations for a young team, and so far they've answered the bell most of the time.
Beautiful thing about this win last night is you get the extra innings, and you end up with bases loaded, and you actually have your best player at the plate. Well, he looked like the worst player on the team, and I'm talking about Jose Ramirez. They were able to eke out one run in the extra inning frame, but it was enough because you got that great double play to end it. But when you've got bases loaded and nobody out, and you've got Jose Ramirez swinging at pitches out of the strike zone and can still win a game, says something about your team.
Well, I like the fact that they didn't let it bother them, right? Didn't let it hamper them. They were able to find a way to scratch one run across the plate. And then defensively, we know what Kwan can do out there in left field. And you and I talked, do you move him to center field? And you said no. Well, maybe you're right. Look what he did in left field to win the game yesterday. Use other guys in center. Who played center field yesterday, JT? I can't watch it on Bally's.
Tyler Freeman.
So Freeman staying in center, Will Brennan in right field. He hits a home run yesterday. So that seems to be the regular lineup, right? Seems to be Freeman in center, Kwan in left, and then they rotate with the platoon system, although he doesn't like to use that term, out in right field so far.
Pretty sure they're rotating center field as well. I mean, you never know what you're going to get on a nightly basis, with the exception of Kwan in left. You get a different right fielder or center fielder on a regular basis. Maybe it's the platoon system. I told you yesterday, I have a feeling somehow, some way, they're trying to get more at-bats for Floreal. But then again, your man Will the Thrill Brennan hits another home run. So he's making a case to be an everyday outfielder too. I don't know what they do, Kenny. There's enough hitting right now on this team to whereas the weaknesses might be, take your pick, maybe shortstop. Maybe at times first base if Josh Naylor's not on a roll. Maybe a catcher. I mean, hitting's not the problem. I look at this team right now, and it's early still. I think it's going to be starting pitching. What are you going to do with Carlos Carrasco? He lasts four innings, night before last, gives up eight runs. I think you have to move on from there. The good story last night is Tristan McKenzie gives you seven quality innings. We haven't seen that probably all year.
And maybe even more important than the seven innings, two earned runs given up, he's not hurt. He pitched, and we woke up today, and we haven't heard anything from Tristan McKenzie.
Slow down. Fingers crossed. Knock wood. Jump over something. Don't step on a crack. Don't black cat anybody, Kenny.
Seven innings, five hits, two earned runs, six strikeouts, one walk. He threw 90 pitches in seven innings yesterday and left under his own power.
Please keep it down. The last time you talked about somebody, they blew out their meniscus, Mike Trout.
He's on another team.
You are such a black cat, man. Don't talk about Tristan McKenzie.
All right, I won't say another word about him. All right, how about Emmanuel Clase? He threw five pitches last night and picked up his ninth save. He's now 9 for 11 in save opportunities and an Ernie of 0.55 to start the season. It's huge. Huge.
That's great.
Huge.
I don't care what Houston's record is. When you go down there and you're on the road, you want to play 500 ball, especially in a hostile environment like that. You're a young team and you get behind in the first game. You fight back only to lose in extra innings, and you maybe fractured your ego a little bit. And you didn't know what to expect last night. And I got news for you. Even though Logan Allen's 3-1, they're underdogs again tonight. Maybe just because they're on the road. I don't know.
Yeah, plus 110. I saw that. I was looking at the lines earlier today. And hey, they got the one out. What did we ask for yesterday? We said win one of these next two games against the Astros, and then you get to come home with the banged up Los Angeles Angels, followed by Detroit big divisional series, and then you get the White Sox for four games after that. So hey, house money tonight, right? They got the win last night, 3-2. Verlander pitched well, and they still found a way to win. The bullpen did its job, and let's see if they can steal another one tonight.
I don't know. Maybe that's our mentality. Maybe we should look at this team and say, we demand a win tonight. Logan Allen's 3-1. His ERA is kind of high, a little bit over 5. But going up against some guy named Spencer Arrighetti. Brian, was he in that movie? Spencer Arrighetti, he's 0-3. Ready for this? 10.97 ERA. Nope. Why are we an underdog?
I don't know. Great question.
Arrighetti.
What movie were you talking about? You
I think that's, what's that movie I like? What's the name of it? It's the one with Brad Pitt in it. Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, okay.
Margari.
There he is.
All right.
Arrighetti.
Yeah. Hey, how about this? On top of the good news of a win last night, they announced that CC Sabathia has been elected to the Guardians Hall of Fame. And they'll have a bobblehead of CC, and he'll be going in to the Guardians Hall of Fame on August 3rd.
Okay, I've got to have a question for this then. First of all, when you said... when you mentioned his name, I thought you were going to say they're calling him up. They're calling up CC Sabathia.
Maybe they can.
Can we? Any eligibility left there, CC?
Hold on. Let's see. CC, how old is? How old do you think he is?
72. The real question is this.
He's 43.
Okay. Here's the question with CC Sabathia. Well, he's 43. Yeah. Carrasco's 37.
There you go. Right?
Here's the question. As it pertains to Elvis. When you think about Elvis, maybe you think about an Elvis impersonator. Is he the young Elvis in the black leather suit, 1968 comeback special, or is he the, I don't want to say this disrespectfully, heavier version of Elvis that we've known to see?
Fat Elvis. Okay. That was Fat Elvis, yeah. Well,
then my question's got to be this. Which CC Sabathia bobblehead you getting?
Dude, I don't care about the bobblehead, but I'm looking at a photo of him today.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen how much weight CC's lost?
Absolutely, because he wants to be on TV.
Maybe he can still pitch if he's lost that much weight, man. Let's see if he wants to come back and help this team, because like you said, they need some starting pitching help.
Now, is this fair then? If you're going to do a CC Sabathia bobblehead, they're going to make it, and it's going to be in a Guardians uniform. Is that fair?
No, it's not. It's got to be an Indians uniform, doesn't it?
No way. They're not going to use the Indians. They're not going to use Chief Wahoo on a uniform.
All right, hold on. I'm going to pull it up. I have it sitting right here.
You got a picture of it?
No, I don't have his bobblehead. But remember who got inducted last year, right?
Who?
Who got into the Hall of Fame last year? I went and covered it.
Guardians
Manny
Hall of
Fame? Ramirez.
Okay.
Yeah, Manny Ramirez went in last year,
Fair enough.
Okay?
Yep.
So I'm pulling out the Manny Ramirez bobblehead, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it, and it is an Indians uniform
on
Manny Ramirez from last year. Yes.
No
way. There you go. So maybe that's the route that they're going to go with the CC Sabathia as well.
Yeah, but were those leftover bobbleheads from when he played? They had them in a storage locker somewhere?
No, these were new ones created just for his Hall of Fame induction. Yeah, how about that?
Good for them.
Yeah, so I've got to believe, again, you can call it the Guardians Hall of Fame because that's technically what it is now, right? But these guys, when they played, they played for the Indians. He never played as a Guardians player with Guardians across his chest, so I don't think you can do that.
Okay.
I think you have to put Indians on it.
Fair enough.
How about the numbers on CC Sabathia? First round pick, 20th overall selection in 98. Made his debut 3 years later in 01 during his rookie campaign. He struck out 171 batters, second most all time by a Cleveland rookie, and was voted AL Rookie of the Year runner up. He was on the Central Division champion clubs in 01 and 07, won a Cy Young in Cleveland. So congratulations to Karsten Charles Sabathia, a.k.a. CC Sabathia, going in. And that game where he will be honored is August 3rd against the Baltimore Orioles, and it's a Saturday game at Progressive Field.
All right.
CC looks great, man. I'm blown away. I'm looking at these photos of him on the golf course. He's svelte and ripped. He's been pumping iron like you, man. He's been hitting, the weight room. They have him listed in his last year of playing at 6'6", 300 pounds. I'm guessing he's lost at least 70, maybe 75 pounds from that. That would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
You look at his number. Hey, Kenny, don't forget he could hit, too. He was good. He could swing the bat. I let him swing away. He had pizzazz in his bat. I wonder if Charlie's doing better. Had the stroke and everything, Charlie Manuel. Maybe that was one of Charlie's favorite players, CC Sabathia. Well, so maybe he'll be there on August 3rd.
Who are we getting that deal? Matt LaPorta, right?
Michael
wasn't Brantley.
David Justice in that
Michael,
deal?
No, I think
that's who
Brantley
was
the player to be named later, who ended up being the best thing to ever happen to this team, arguably, in the modern era. It took you to a World Series, but Matt LaPorta was supposed to be the stud. Because remember. Oh. Even though he ends up with the Yankees, we traded him to the Brewers.
You are correct, sir. And you are also correct about Matt LaPorta. He was supposed to be the second coming of Babe Ruth, man. Mm-hmm. He was going to hit balls off the scoreboard, out of the stadium.
Right.
And it never panned
out. So what you need to do now, and I know he's injured, you start thinking about Shane Bieber. Maybe we find another Michael Brantley in a deal. And you start looking to move from Shane Bieber. Can you trade a guy that's on the IL?
It's up to the other team. You can.
They're making calls?
If somebody's willing to take him off your hands. Now, you'll probably get less for him,
right? Yeah.
Because they're taking that chance. But if somebody out there is willing, you know what? We'll take him. Here's what we'll offer you. We'll accept whatever the remaining salary is of his $13 million for this year. And here's what we'll give you. And you could do it, but to me, it wouldn't make sense because you've invested so much in him already. And you want to at least try and get him back after the Tommy John surgery because if he can pitch anywhere close to what he looked like before going on the IL with that elbow surgery or elbow injury, then maybe you get unfortunately, you're not going to get top-notch in return for him, but you get more than if you traded him now.
Tommy John, pretty much commonplace now for starting pitchers. We're seeing him go down left and right. My question's got to be this. Contractually, or how much these guys can make, I wonder how much of a hit to their pocketbook it is if the Guardians were looking to move on from Shane Bieber, and I doubt that they would be with this start right now. But again, it's still early in the season. Had he been healthy and they were shopping him, and then he goes down. I wonder how much of a hit to how much he could make that really is. When a guy goes or gets traded or signs to his next team and he's coming off the Tommy John. How many million do you think that is?
Oh, man. It's a great question.
These guys normally come back a little bit better. I mean, they have been as of lately, right?
A lot of them, but not all of them, right? So you're hoping that, and this, to my knowledge, is Shane Bieber's first Tommy John surgery, right? And so you're hoping it's the only one he needs. And he's relatively young. I mean, pitchers can pitch, you know, deep into their 30s and be effective. It's costly for the Guardians in what they could have got in a trade for him this year had he not been hurt, right? And it's costly for him because it limits the amount of money he's going to make on the open market.
Good news in the Guardians' case right now, I think, if you want to look for a silver lining, is the fact that had you traded him anytime this season, I think they would have looked for an outfielder. And right now, it's not your biggest worry. I believe the biggest worry, the biggest concern for me moving forward with this team right now is going to be starting pitching and trying to figure out what's wrong with Hunter Gaddis in that setup role. Because if this guy doesn't respond, maybe you start looking to see if you can get some of these guys healthy, some of the other guys in the bullpen that have been on the IL to start off the season. I don't know what the expectancy is there. I was looking over a list, Trevor Stephan and others. I don't know when they're coming back.
Yeah, I don't know either. Been reading Zach Meisel, Paul Hoynes, Mandy Bell, all the Guardians beat reporters that are on Twitter trying to get as much information from them as possible, and I have been unable to find out anything that as well. Okay. All I do know is this. I saw Kyle Manzardo hit another home run in Triple A, crushed another one out of the ballpark, dude.
The problem is, where are you going to put him? Where are you going to put him? Or who are you going to send down?
DH him, and are they still carrying three catchers? Send down one of the three catchers.
Dude, Will Brennan didn't play in the outfield last night. He's your DH, and he hits a home run. Where are you going to put him? I don't know. If he could play outfield.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's playing any outfield down there, though.
Are you going to platoon him at first base with Josh Naylor? He's a first baseman.
Yeah, you could rotate those two. You don't want to upset the apple cart with Naylor, who's having a nice start to the season. But if this guy can help you win games. See, here's the thing, and this is what's great for Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff right now. They don't have to bring him up because guess what? At 20-10, they've got the best record in the American League, second best record in all of baseball. So this gives them that time that they've been looking for to hold him back, let him continue to get ABs at Triple A, save us that service time, right?
Okay.
And then should things start to go south, then you might bring
him
up.
Let me ask you this question.
What?
Offense continues to play well. Do you consider maybe moving him for another starter?
Who, Manzardo? No chance they trade him. He's the future first baseman of this team based on what they told us when they acquired him for Aaron Civale. That's how high they were on him.
Then they got to figure out a way to get him up. And I think that's the only thing you keep hearing is it's just a matter of time. And if he continues to produce at AAA, he's going to have to play himself into the bigs. And I just don't know what you do with him.
Yeah, they get creative, man, right? Maybe you know what you do, JT? Maybe you rotate some of these bullpen guys that have options, you know what I mean? And you just send them back and forth. You yo-yo those guys and Manzardo back and forth, from Columbus to Cleveland based on need. What do you need for this upcoming series? Well, let's call him up because we need a bat. And then in the next series, let's call the bullpen guy back up.
I guess in the grand scheme of things, it's a good problem to have then, right?
Yes. Yes, and again, 20-10 buys them time, man.
Yes.
They're two games in front of Kansas City, two and a half games in front of Detroit, I think it is, right? And then three games in front of the hard-charging Minnesota Twins in the division. And the division, we called it the weakest division in all Major League Baseball when the season started. Far from that right now, There's four teams that are in the race right there and above 500. The only team that sucks, and you talk about sucks, yes, they suck. That's the correct terminology for the Chicago White Sox. Mm-hmm. They're an absolute joke, and that's why when you play them four times in the Windy City coming up, you got to win at least three.
Keep an eye on the Twins, and I saw Byron Buxton went down again, their center fielder. I don't know how severe the injury is, but it's going to be interesting to see how long they can keep on their hot streak. What is that, 10 or 11 wins in a row for them now?
I saw it at 9. So did they win yesterday? If they did, it's at least double digits.
Yeah, they had. I think they had the White Sox.
Well, then they're beating who they should beat, right?
That's right.
Just like we were talking about the Guardians getting off to the great start because of who they played. The Twins are doing what they should do as well. Mm-hmm. Hey, real quick, one more note on CC Sabathia. And I didn't realize this. I'm just reading his Wikipedia page as he's going into the Guardians Hall of Fame. It says, with 251 career victories, Sabathia is tied with Bob Gibson for the second most wins by a black starting pitcher in Major League history, only behind Ferguson Jenkins. That never dawned on me, right? Me personally, the way I was raised, I don't think of race. I just think CC Sabathia is a baseball player. He's a left-handed pitcher for the Guardians. But that's an interesting statistic that the top three African-American pitchers of all time as far as wins in the major leagues, according to Wikipedia, are Ferguson Jenkins, CC Sabathia, and Bob Gibson.
I don't remember what year he got called up, and I know he was drafted in 98, but I think he might have played longer for the Yankees, don't you? If he played for the Yankees for 10 years, does it show you how many years he was an Indian?
01 to 08 with the Indians.
See?
And then was traded in that 08 season to the Brewers, and he only played half a season for the Brewers, and then it was 09 to 19 for the New York Yankees.
All right, there it is.
Yeah. So he's a six-time All-Star World Series champ in 09, AL Cy Young Award winner in 07. And when they did win the World Series with the Yankees, he was the ALCS MVP for the Yankees.
Love
so he was dealing back then, man. It was his crowning moment, if you will. Is he a Hall of Famer, CC Sabathia? 251 wins, 3,093 strikeouts. He's the second winningest African-American pitcher in Major League Baseball history as far as victory.
If it were the Football Hall of Fame, the answer is absolutely yes. In baseball, who knows? Right? I don't know what the criteria, Kenny, I don't know what the criteria is in baseball anymore, especially for a starting pitcher.
I mean, he's, to me, based on those numbers, right? And because he did pitch in New York, those sports writers, what's that usually do? It usually gives you an extra few votes, maybe the ones necessary to get you over the hump, right? To get you in Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. The fact, like you said, he played more years in New York than he did in Cleveland. I think that gives him a good chance of being a Hall of Fame pitcher.
I'll tell you what else gives him a chance. He was successful at both locations.
Yeah, he was. You're right. He was. How about this? He was runner-up in 01, Rookie of the Year. Guess who won the Rookie of the Year in 01?
I was going to ask you that question. I don't know.
Guy not only won Rookie of the Year in 01, he won the MVP in 2001. Ichiro Suzuki is who he lost out to. And a lot of people, and I remember it because, you know, in Cleveland we're covering it, we're bitching and moaning about it. Ichiro played professionally in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
How can he be a Rookie of the Year since he's already played professional baseball? But by Major League Baseball standards, he was considered a rookie, and he won both awards that year.
He was one of the greatest leadoff hitters I've ever seen. I just Googled this and to see whether or not is CC Sabathia a Hall of Famer, and it says Sabathia's name will be on the 2025 Hall of Fame ballot. He won 20-plus games only once. But he won at least 17 games six times, earned 19 wins four times. He led the AL in wins in 2009 and 2010. He was a combined 40-15 on the mound. And like you said, 3,093 career strikeouts and 3.74 ERA. Does that put him in? I don't know.
Again, maybe I'm a little partial because of what he did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was that guy that you wanted to – he gets the ball every fifth day. You wanted to see him pitch when he was with the Indians. And I didn't hate him because they traded him, right? Mm-hmm. They traded him because they were going to lose him
in
free agency.
They had no choice.
Yeah, okay, Art Modell. I rooted for him when he went elsewhere, when he was with the Yankees.
Guess what? Had he won a World Series in Cleveland, you and I would both be screaming, get this guy in the Hall of Fame.
Yep. Absolutely. So I'm going to try and mark that one on. Hold on. I'm circling it on the schedule right now. CC Day, all right? And I'm going to try and get there on a Saturday to talk to Karsten Charles Sabathia. And you know what? Also want to talk to Stephen Vogt, man. Guy's done a phenomenal job. Yeah. They're 20-10. Best record in the AL, second best record in all of baseball behind only the Atlanta Braves. We'll talk more Guardians here coming up. We've got a lot of Kentucky Derby talk. Tell everybody why, JT.
Man, they're having a huge party for the Eric Snow YMCA Kentucky Derby Party 2024. We're going to tell you all about that. And our outstanding sports handicapper from Chicago. No. Where is he from in Illinois? Calumet City, Illinois. But I think I've heard he's moving back to Canton. Ernie Abu joins us right after this break on the Kenny and JT Show.